Good afternoon, or whatever time it is of the day you're listening to us. This is Queers and Beers Atlanta with Rock Jackson and Ben Smurfy. This is episode number something. I've lost count.
Six. Yeah, remember we started in January. This is now June, so six.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but we just did one 2 weeks ago, but then we took a couple months break.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's hard. It's sad that I can't count the six, isn't it?
I expect it.
Like, I'm used to that. Actually.
Yeah, that's what I mean. When we go out, if you got a tip, it's like, oh, get your calculator out. You know, a little card, a little, like, number slotted down with 15%.
Oh, yeah. But now with cell phones, I mean, you know I got that high class one.
Does your cell phone have apps on it?
They're called buttons. It's a color screen, bitch.
Ooh,
okay.
Ooh, I had that. I know Nokia did that.
Yeah, man.
Them, the Scandinavians are getting fancy.
They are. Well, I think they have an Android phone now.
I think they do. They're trying to hop on the Android wagon
a little
train.
Bit.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we forgot to cover something last time that we were recording, and that was our bar of the week or whatever.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
And, a while back, you don't remember it, especially now, I'm sure. It was the three-legged cowboy.
Ooh.
We got really drunk. It wasn't very interesting.
No.
There's not a whole lot to say about it, except for it's exactly what it sounds like from three-legged cowboy.
Yeah.
It's a gay country western bar in Atlanta. And it provides exactly that for the exact people they want to provide it for. So, it does a decent little business, not extreme craziness.
No.
But, it does a decent job, and it provides exactly what you expect from it. So, I say they succeed. It's just you have to be into it if you want, you know, if you want to go there.
Yeah.
You know, if you're gonna have fun, you got to be into it or whatever.
The best thing about that bar is that they actually have one decent beer on tap. Pretty expensive.
Yeah.
They got $4.20 on tap. It's not a bad beer. Was that the night that we danced with what I thought were lesbians, but turned out these straight chicks?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Because they kept on saying their girlfriend, but they were really actually straight. They were weird, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that was a fun night. We were thinking about doing something a little crazy this time.
Crazy!
I'm hoping maybe, are we going tonight?
I think so.
You up for it?
I'm up for it.
Caller, we're going to go to LaBuzz, which is actually OTP, I believe.
That'll be our first place, so we can, like, not be too drunk.
And I'll drive, so whatever.
Cool.
But, yeah. OTP.
Yeah, a little bit.
Apparently, youngins go there, so hopefully
youngins
I can get my pedophile
on
first quench.
Yeah, it's as hard as that's a hunger that can't be sated, folks.
I know. So anyway, whatever. People are gonna think.
But
yeah, that's our interesting bar review.
Yeah.
Holler.
Yeah, that was a rough night for me. I think, and really, well, the night wasn't that rough. It was a very rough morning for me.
The next day.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
So, a topic we talked about last time we were on here is Screen on the Green.
Oh, Lord, yes.
We went a couple weeks ago, though, and it turned into Scream on the Green.
It was a little bit Scream on the Green. There was an element there that has attached itself to Scream on the Green.
Yeah.
So,
I thought about it. Yeah, well, we left early.
Yeah, we did.
But it was a little ghetto to start with. It was Transformers 2, so you can already guess like what's going to show up for a free movie, Transformers 2, which is somewhat new, and it's a lot younger crowd than what
it's like action-y, it stupid
used to be,
bullshit, yeah.
Stuff. So that's what it is. So it just started out kind of good, but they're giving away free spicy Chick-fil-A sandwiches, so Ben and I decided we would stop by and have a sandwich and a beer.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we stayed about half an hour into the movie and left.
Yeah.
And then I wake up the next morning, I see on the news or whatever that apparently some fights broke out. Apparently there's some gunshots or something.
Yeah, they said it last time, though, too. Remember that?
Yeah.
First time it said there are gunshots. I'm like...
No, they said there were fireworks the first week.
Oh.
And there's actually no official police report that says that there was gunshots.
Mm-hmm.
So there, it's unknown as to whether there was any gunfire.
Mm-hmm.
There were no deaths.
No injuries. Well, there were injuries.
There were injuries. That dude in the Jeep got beat up.
Yeah.
That's what you get for coming ITP when you're from OTP.
Yeah, he's from like Noonan. And like, why was he there at midnight?
No, pretty intense for you. I can feel that. Yeah, because I don't want to fly. I'm looking for that hooker.
Mm-hmm.
No, we don't want the training ones on time. No. You're a little bit higher class, you go to
Tenth Street. I can't do that now.
Tenth Street, yep. Yeah, so it was a little crazy.
It was pretty.
We dodged the bullet on that one.
Well, yeah, I tell you, that personal experience, I thought some shit went down because I live like more directly closer to it than you do.
Right.
And I walk directly
in front of it where it shows is like, right.
Yeah.
People walking here.
And like, the first night was kind of spooky because like, I told you there was an accident because this dude. The scary dude guy was like, Escalade because these kids were hitting in the back of it. Like, whenever cars would go by, they hit the back of it, you know, that kind of bullshit thing. Well, he wasn't having none of that. He stopped his car right in the middle of the road. This chick behind him rear ends him. He's already pissed off out of the side of his car at the kids, obviously. Then he gets rear ended by the chickens. Probably his fault, I'm thinking, even though everyone's in rear ends, you're always worse than rear end's fault. You can't just stop in the middle of the fucking road. I'm sorry, that just seems wrong.
Well, you have to have a reason for stopping.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense. And his reason was bullshit.
Yeah.
So he's gonna be pissed off about that. And so that was kind of spooky, and like, luckily the cops were there right then and there, like, they were there. I was like, thank you, because I was like saying, I'm like, well, what am I gonna do with these chicks, because I'm like 5'10 and nothing, so like.
Walk away.
Yeah, that's what I did.
I
ran away. Actually. I booked it. So that was kind of spooky. And then like, anyways, the second night, the scream night, well, I got home, and like, I woke up after about 45 minutes, I woke up, and I heard these people running by my apartment from the street saying, now I don't know if they were bullshitting, or, because they were like, dude, this chick was like screaming, and then dude was just screaming, call 911,
high schooler,
maybe, yeah.
I mean, that's the actual issue, the older element that is ghetto or whatever,
they're just kind of chill.
They're chill, they want to bring their kids to a free movie in the park, just like, you know, family, whatever. So I actually don't blame it. But the whole thing about it is Turner needs to go back to classic movies.
TCM.
And that actually, I think, would dissipate the entire problem.
It would do.
So, I'm just a little worried that, Piedmont isn't going to look at it that way, and Turner's not going to look at it that way, and so we're going to end up with
nothing.
With Screen on the Green being back in Centennial next year.
It's a shame if they do that, because it was a cool thing.
It was a totally cool thing. So I would much rather have the older movies.
Older crowd.
Yeah. You know, the family crowd. Yeah. The gays go out and booze it up.
Yeah.
Holler. Have Baton Bob out there again.
Oh my god.
Miss Baton Bob.
I can't believe he's still alive.
Yeah. Why haven't I heard from him since the last three nominees?
That's true, he could have won one.
Well, no, wait, he was in the parade last year, wasn't he? You didn't even go.
Where was I?
You little non-faggot.
I've never actually been to the parade one time my entire time I've been here.
Oh my god.
I hate parades. They're boring to me. They're really boring.
Booze it up.
We're
all about boozing it up.
I am about boozing it up, but I'm also about entertainment on boozing it up, I guess.
So that was that.
And we are not going to ever go to Screen the Green Anna, I think.
Not this year.
Not this year.
And I'll see what movies they
have. Yeah, because this year's like still a bunch of action-y bullshit.
Yeah, I mean, there's Mean Girls. Screams.
Mean Girls.
No, not Mean Girls. We would go if it was that one. Shit, bitch.
It's like classic. It's on.
Yeah. Dream Girls is coming up, and so that's kind of a gay one, but I still, you know, I'm just not going to go to it.
No.
I don't know if the little youngsters would come out for that or not.
They probably would do, so maybe I might be talked into if I can get some ass, but I don't think I can.
No, I'm talking about youngster ghetto folk.
Oh, maybe. I'll take the youngster queens.
Yeah, youngster queens probably will go, but whatever. So, Rock Jackson hopefully has a change coming up in the next couple weeks.
Really?
Where I can start my blog a little bit easier.
But change, maybe.
Hopefully a nicer time.
Oh, yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah, you can do tweets and bullshit too.
I can do Twitter and stuff and see and pictures. So Rock Jackson might be starting a blog, might be trying to expand the brand from just
Queer's Beers.
Yeah, Queer's Beers.
And dropping Ben like a fucking dead animal.
I'm not, because I'm still gonna be doing this. You know, you gotta expand your own brand, man.
I don't have a brand yet.
You know. So Mark Jackson might expand his
Cool.
Yeah, so that'll be fun. Y'all can check that out, and maybe next next time I'll be able to talk about it a little bit.
Cool. Cool announcement. You know, I like
that. So something that's been in the news past couple weeks,
The oil spill?
Has this got what?
The oil spill?
I wasn't going to talk about that this time.
I'm kind of bored with that. I mean, it's really
I'm not bored with it. It pisses me off.
I'm actually kind of bored with it because, but the thing is, okay.
We need to stay on top of it. I don't mind the media staying on top of it.
They need, to.
Because we still need the anger about it.
No, you're right. You're right. At the same time, like, I don't want to hear about 24/7 because you know what? It's the same thing every 5 minutes.
Understand what you're saying, but yeah, I'll tell you something. But no, actually, I was talking about that dude Vandersloot who.
Oh my god, isn't that weird?
Personally killed the girl in the
Isn't that weird?
And then 5 years to the day, he killed another chick.
Today?
So I have a confession. It was to the day.
He must have done that on by design.
I don't know.
Like, he took her to Mean, like, but isn't that kind of bizarre?
Yeah, I mean, it is.
Pretty bizarre.
Supposedly, like, he walked into his hotel room and she was looking him up on his computer, just like Googling him or whatever, and then saw him connected with that girl on Aruba. You know, because, of course, if you look up his fucking name, it comes up.
Yeah.
You know, because he was
Wait,
the main suspect.
So he walked into his hotel room and she broke into it?
No, no. He had brought her into the hotel room, but I guess he went to go get, like, drinks or some shit. I don't know. So he comes in. And she was looking him up on the computer.
Wait, that's kind of weird, anyway.
Isn't it? Whatever. Anyway, he said that, like, that made him angry or whatever, and he was, you know, whatever. And so, he strangled her or whatever he did. Hit her with a blunt object, something. But anyway.
I think he has some anger issues.
My confession is, he's kind of cute.
I see what you're saying a little bit.
I would have gone to his hotel room, too.
Kind of. Not really cute, but I knew what you're saying. Like, in that kind of masculine, rugged way, kind of, yeah. But, like, he's obviously a really cool person. Cause, like, he killed the chicken in Aruba. Well, he didn't... What happened there is, I think, he was cool because he didn't care about what happened to her.
Exactly.
But he fucked her, and she had alcohol poisoning, and then she had passed out, basically. And she might have been in a coma, but she wasn't dead yet. But he thought that she was dead, so he dumped her into the ocean. And it was like, fuck it, she's dead. He, like, freaked out and didn't care. And then after the fact, like, most people probably would have, like, had some guilt issues and, like, you know, what really happened. He was like, and he's like, just didn't care. And then tried to, like, extort money from the parents to tell them where the fucking body is.
Right. Well, no.
That's the whole FBI sting is about. That was the whole FBI sting, that they did a sting trying to catch him because he was trying to get the money to the parents. The parents paid him money to tell them where he can dump the body. To tell them where he dumped the body.
But then why wouldn't he have been, because that's just the confession saying that he had murdered her.
Yeah, but that's not confessing everything, though. It was like, they were just like, they were
yeah,
like,
but
the agreement was, we don't care about this whole, they kind of understood that he, everyone understands, I think, close to the case, that he just kind of freaked out. He didn't murder her. He, you know what I mean? Like, he didn't intentionally kill her.
Whatever.
But they just wanted to
anyway,
they wanted to
know about murderer him. Now.
Yeah, he's
a And now, supposedly, he's told the Peruvian police that he knows where her body is, but he's only going to tell it to the Aruba officials.
Weird.
Yeah. And I'm like, what, are you expecting them to, like, transport you to Aruba where you think you can escape or something? No,
I didn't get that. Yeah, it's kind of weird.
It is weird. I'm like, I just saw
the whole thing's weird.
It is weird, but anyway, I just had the confession.
Yeah.
So, Justin Bieber versus Grayson.
In a, what now? In what way? In general?
Yeah.
Well, Justin Bieber is a bit bigger and older than him, so I think he would kick Grayson's ass a little bit. But Bieber's not really asking kind of person in general, so like,
oh, I'm talking about ass kicking or fighting. Yeah. I mean, neither one of them look like they're going to fight a fly, let alone each other. Yeah. But no, I'm just meant just in general. I want to find this Grayson kid.
Grayson, we have those songs out there.
Things, paparazzi. Or some
shit. But I love how he has, I told you earlier how he has
real deep.
His real deep emotional
version. Which I still haven't seen it, but.
I saw like 5 seconds of it and I started laughing and I cut her off. It was so cheesy.
Well, Justin Bieber has done a song with.
I know!
Jaden Smith or whatever?
For Karate Kid.
For Karate Kid.
I heard a part
of
it.
Oh my god. And I watched this kid, Jaden Smith, on one of the late night shows.
Uh huh.
He is so boring. I mean, of course he's only 12 years old, so it's probably not boring anyway. But, yeah, I'm like, he's the worst interviewer right now.
Interviewee.
Interviewee. Yeah, interviewee. Mm-hmm. Same difference. Anyway, And I don't like it. I mean, why'd they remake Karate Kid?
I know.
Will Smith couldn't,
find the next something else in the movie.
Be like Men in Black Juniors or something.
Yeah, exactly. That's a huge, gonna be a huge franchise.
Well, they're doing another Men in Black, aren't they?
I know.
Power!
It's only been like 10 years.
Yeah. Don't forget to email us at queerfears@gmail.com.
Yeah.
And I haven't checked it in a couple weeks.
I haven't checked it
since the last one, so I have no idea if anybody emailed us.
If you have, we apologize not to you. We beg you.
I know.
Let's go to the search pause thing.
No, just go. We can find something to talk about. What do you want to talk about now? What else has been going on in the news? Any gay news going on?
See, that's what I was thinking. I haven't thought of any. You know what's interesting? In gay news?
What?
Elton John performing at Rush Limbaugh's wedding.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, I do remember that. That was weird. He got paid shitloads of money, I'm sure.
Yeah, but not... But, like, the thing is, like...
But Elton John does weird stuff anyway. Remember when Eminem was still singing about faggot this, faggot that? Elton John did a duet with him at the MTV Music Awards.
Oh, we got an email. We got an email.
Yay.
So, we're going to look at this email here from Joran Vander Sloot.
Yeah, whatever.
I love your podcast. I think you guys are the best. I gotta go.
I'm gonna give you the confession on your podcast. Yeah, whatever.
Oh, an exclusive. Damn it,
whatever. You're so stupid. I think it's Joran, by the way, not Joran. But
I'm reading his email.
Yeah.
He signed it.
He said, "Rock has the sexiest voice ever."
He said, "I signed it affectionately. You're a loyal fan."
Ew. Hopefully, we do not have people like that. Don't get scared. That's not a real email person in Canada. Please don't.
Our one listener in Canada.
Please don't stop listening to us.
Please don't listen to us. We will end our lives.
Well, I don't know if I'll go that far.
Have you seen Intervention? I live it daily.
Okay.
You know what I want to see?
Me too.
I had this idea at work yesterday. Because there's a show on his channel called Ice Road Truckers.
No, but they also have like, is it TLC has a version of it now or something like that?
God.
It's called like, Arctic Ring something or some shit like that. And like, it's very similar. It's like, the up north jobs and they do dangerous shit like that, and the episode I watched was about actually building an ice road. Anyway, Ice Road Truckers, I love it. It's actually something I would love to go do for like a season and then never do it again, but
my idea was that the show's not interesting enough. What they need to do is combine that with the show Intervention.
No,
have the Intervention people be the Ice Road Truckers.
No,
that'd be hilarious.
No,
it'd be funny.
I don't like it.
I don't care if you like it. I'm not going to film
them. And I like Ice Road Truckers, though.
That's the problem. You're already a biased audience.
How do you not like Ice Road Truckers?
Anyway. I have a coworker who loves the show Pawn Stars.
My mom watches Pawn Stars.
I don't get it.
I've never watched it. You know I don't have cable anyway, so.
It's on YouTube.
Is it?
Yeah. Anyways, that's not very interesting. It's not very interesting. It's kind of not a boring topic now.
Yeah, whatever. What else? Gay news. Atlanta doesn't have a lot of gay going on right now.
There's
a pride picnic in the park for Stonewall or some shit like that. Look it up if you're interested in it because I don't know that much information. I know it's over the last weekend in June. Hopefully, I'll be out of town. Because it's my vacation week.
Hopefully I can afford to.
I think I should.
Okay, fine.
Well, I don't know if I am or not.
Fine, you're in this one.
Because you're being picky.
I want to go.
Won't sleep with a stranger. Won't da 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 da. I don't know. You're crazy.
I'm sorry, I'm not like a fucking high school anymore.
Oh, Lord.
What's your deal now?
We're still in our 20s.
What's your deal now?
I don't have a deal. Anyway.
Are you ditching me? Fine, bitch.
I'm not ditching you. I'm not ditching you. I just don't know what I'm doing yet.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know what you're doing yet. So.
Mm-hmm.
Is that one of your half-day Fridays? Or half-day? What day?
I have to look. How many weeks is it from today?
Two.
Yes, it is.
Holler. So, we might be able to find something. I don't know. We'll see.
I mean, I can still afford it. In fact, maybe my people can come do something a little. I mean, that's still pretty cheap too. I mean, like, it's not like I'm earning. I'm already like doing. Basically, at work, I got a pay cut announced yesterday because our company, everyone got pay cuts. And it's kind of a surprise.
Happy birthday!
Yeah, I got my birthday on Monday. And,
is it Monday?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, it's Monday.
It's a Monday.
Yeah. God damn it. Why did you have a birthday?
I wasn't spawned.
You should have been.
Yeah. But anyway, since I'm trying to reevaluate my car structure now, although I already found cheaper insurance in my car.
I do.
Yeah.
From who?
Geico.
Progressive video now?
Progressive.
And they're cheaper.
A lot cheaper.
Really? Because Geico was more expensive for me.
Yeah, I think it runs again, but I'm going to call them tomorrow. So they help you like cancel your old policy, so it's time to write. So I'm going to do that. I'm going to have my taxes fixed so I don't have a refund this year. So I have more money.
So you don't have a refund? But then you might have to pay back some.
Well, yeah. I think what I may do is just for however long I deal with this new pay structure, I'll do it. And then as soon as this thing is lifted, I'll just go back to normal if that's the case. I'm already figuring out how much. Basically, I'm going on a. What's the boring stuff right here?
Yeah, anyway. that's about it, though.
Yeah.
This is our new shorter podcast.
Super short podcast. I mean, there's like we like
really short interesting stuff. It just happens. Kind of, we'll get longer podcasts.
I mean, like maybe.
Oh, election. What about those?
Oh yeah, those are kind of interesting because not
depends
super.
If you're into it.
Yeah. Well, but there weren't that many that were that. There was the runoff one in Arkansas.
Yeah.
The Blanche
Lincoln one.
She won.
And then the South Carolina one where that woman who's had affairs won.
Oh, and the guy who the Democrat dude who's like has a felony trial against him process right now. And I don't know what for exactly. Like the dude had ran like a really bare bones campaign. He won the nomination.
Oh yeah, his name is something. It's something. Oh shit, Al Green. Something like Al Green. And no one knows what the hell happened there because he didn't have any money and didn't really raise any money.
It's kind of weird.
He just paid the like fee to be in it.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
And then he just won.
And what's weird too is that he's like, I guess there's like currently some kind of trial even if he's in like the season.
I haven't heard about that yet.
That's what's kind of controversial about
it. But the Democrats think something fishy is going on, of course.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of weird.
It is weird. And then, yeah, that's what it. Oh, and then California passed Prop 14,
mm-hmm.
which is a new voting way of doing it. So what's going to happen next time that this same deal is going on? They're going to have not primaries where like you either vote Republican or Democrat,
yeah.
but like everybody votes for somebody or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and then the top two vote getters, period,
okay.
have a runoff or whatever. So it could end up being two Democrats or two Republicans running against each other mm-hmm. in the major race.
Interesting.
Instead of just,
California and their props, right? They're always making it interesting.
Yeah. Prop 8, just stealing away marriages from good folk.
Good folk
like us.
Good folk, good prairie folk.
Yeah.
Cool. One more interesting tidbit. My dishwasher is on a recall list right now.
Holler! So did you call up Haynes or Way or whatever?
Haynes?
I don't know. Who the fuck sells dishwasher? Sears?
I don't know.
Call up Sears Robot?
My landlord needs to call up. Look him up.
Sears Robot.
I got the catalog.
Kmart.
I got the catalog.
Sears Robot Kmart.
Yeah, Sears Robot Kmart. Sears Robot Kmart. Martha Stewart, where you at? I'm gonna buy her.
She left and went to. Oh, is she? No, she's at Macy's.
Well, she's at Home Depot now too.
Okay.
Cleaner there.
Oh, she got a hammer.
She got cleaner.
I had a hammer.
I had a hammer in the morning. I had a hammer in the evening.
Way to make it sound like you were born in the 60s.
Alright. not much after the 60s.
What?
Not too much after the 60s.
Well, fuck that. What? At least. 14
years? 14
years.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Oh. So yeah. This is it, I guess.
Yeah.
This is really kind of a anticlimactic ending here.
Mission Street, have we talked about them before?
We have the IPA last, but this is the pale ale. It's fine. It's pretty bland.
Yeah, it's pretty bland and stupid. It's Trader Joe's, of course.
It's cheap. And, you know what? Funny story.
It's still at the crossroads of quality and satisfaction or something.
Value and quality or something.
Yeah, okay. It's what's interesting about it?
I was talking to my brother-in-law, and they recently last fall, I think they went up to, no, I guess this spring, whatever, they went up to do a wine tour and do some brewery tours in Northern California. And I was like, drinking one of these, and they're like, he's like, are you drinking one of those Trader Joe's? I'm like, yeah. He goes, oh my god, it was a brewery. I'm like, well, how was it? He goes, honestly, it was really lame. He goes, it was like one of the lamest breweries. He's like,
a lame brewery. It's probably like, exactly the same as any other brewery.
No, but like a lame, like not very good beer. And real commercial, kind of like how Lane Winery would be like a real commercial winery versus a cool, like kind of small family-owned winery that has really good wines. But yeah, it's just a big, it's like a Lane brewery big Budweiser.
Well, I had fun at Budweiser. It's like the whole history, and you grow through, you read about shit, you see this like huge fucking room where they do all the shit.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
They make shit beer.
Anyway, I mean, of course that was when I was 5.
How's it going?
It was great. Mm. And when you went to Busch Gardens, when Busch Gardens wasn't family friendly, that's why they took the beer tours out of Busch Gardens. Because they wanted to make their park more family friendly.
Fuck families, I hate them. Okay, I'll talk to you folks later on.
Bye, see you in a couple weeks. We're here for me in a couple weeks for some shit.
Bye-bye.
Bye.